This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. The Chemist Warehouse half price sale. On now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. T's and C's apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Call me Blue Whale.
Put moron number two on the phone.
One bit about the whale he doesn't have.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
I feel good.
Oh, Jesse Clark not far away.
Oh, and I like this show. Link McCarthy not far away.
Yes.
Hump Day Quiz maybe.
Not far away.
And then we have a look at your day.
My day?
Yeah. Boy, you've had a shocker.
Well, good and bad.
No, nothing good.
Bit of good?
No good.
Oh, no. Have a look at me.
That's what I'm saying. If that's the best part of your day, you've had a shocker. So, well, that's what we're doing is the best city in the world starting to come to life, Phil.
Yes.
The sun's shining.
Beautiful
drive up from the coast through the western districts I had today.
How long
what
did that
a beautiful
take?
Part of the world.
Three hours.
Yeah. Just superb.
Lovely.
Hello to you, Fat.
G'day, Jim. It's currently 19.6 degrees.
How good.
Beautiful day. Lovely, as you said there. Looking forward to this weekend, actually, football. Mm-hmm. I think it's the bins are out, grass is cut.
The bins.
It's longer days.
Well, that's better.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Hello, rabbits.
Well, there's certainly no escaping that fishbowl, even here at the Gabba tonight, because it will be a massive crowd for the opening final. And a huge Richmond contingent has made its way from Melbourne, and they'll certainly not be without their support. And you can see a few idiots have turned up as well. Good on you, mate. Grow up.
Come on, jump.
Come on. He's not warm.
Toupee Tony.
That's why you can get invited to the Brownlows. Hear that?
They're branding him Toupee Tony.
Well, the boys are all going back to 3 days a week. Do you see that?
Oh, no.
They're doing, Jim. That's what
we used to when Roy and HG were on Mondays and Fridays.
Can you have a chat?
That's how we started.
Have a chat to Dan.
And it went all right.
It's good. Good. Have a chat to Dan, will you? That'd
well, you know what happened with that?
What?
Well, you know, Monday shows aren't great.
No.
So the Tuesday wasn't great.
And Thursday wasn't great.
So we ended up with one good show for the week. So eventually they said, we can't have this anymore.
Fair enough.
And they had to move us out.
And poor old Tony didn't get invited to the Brownlow.
Oh, no. And then said it's a crap night anyway.
Been going 32 years.
And didn't get Has he? 32 straight? Come on, Chomp.
Now
Nine haven't got the footy.
Oh,
he'd be flat as a biscuit, Chompers.
He was going to head it up.
He was.
He would have headed up, called, special comments. Anyway, we haven't got a little rappy there, have we?
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you flog.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Breaking news again.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you want it?
Well.
Breaking news. With Billy Brownless.
Happened 5 metres away, Jim, about an hour or two ago. At the midweek rub here at Triple M, Ross Lyon has rejected the opportunity to apply for the coaching job at Essendon.
Mm-hmm.
I caught up with him as he left here. I doorstopped him.
Did you?
I said, why, Ross?
I can't articulate the why.
Despite them wanting you.
Sometimes it's just Essendon wasn't vibing. There was no vibe.
Is there any way that if Essendon goes through its process and then comes back to you and says...
No, okay. No way.
So this is it, but 100%
I'm
out.
A 1,000,000% out.
Okay.
Wow, so he's out. 1,000,000%.
I don't understand, Bill, why you would ever think you need to make Ross Lyon go through a process.
Well, that's...
I think we already know enough about Ross Lyon. He was a very good coach at St Kilda. He was a very good coach at Fremantle.
Yeah.
So if you're trying to get an untried assistant out of the system and make him a senior coach, then I totally understand the whole psych evaluation and the full process of presenting all of it. But Ross, why would you make him do that? If
well, you
want him to coach your club,
you know
just
what
go
get.
And get him.
Yeah. I think Josh Marnie rang him and said, this is what we're going to do through the process. We're going to do this. And he said, no, you either want me. You know,
and I totally agree with him.
So what did he say? No, he didn't get the vibe. No vibe.
It's the vibe, No, that's it. It's the vibe.
What else? What we love, Ross. He's even gone down the perfect match. You remember Perfect Match and Dexter?
Yes.
Have a listen to what else he said on the midweek rub on Listener.
You're out, Ross. You're not coaching the boss.
Yeah, I am. Look, I remember Perfect Match, Dexter.
Yep.
The machine. I got hold of Dexter. I put all the information in, and it came out as a match 38%. Not a perfect match. So
it's not you. It's
so
them.
I sent Josh Marnie the email and went, I'm out.
That's right. He's got a bit of fun to him, hasn't
he?
I like it. Because the boys all say that on Sunday. Rabsy works with him. He loves him. We haven't worked with him, but he's been fantastic for us on Sundays, hasn't he, Rabs?
Absolutely. They also ask him if he's out of coaching full stop or just out of coaching Essendon. So you can hear that on the Midweek Rub on Listener app.
Well, what did he say?
Well, you have to find out in the Listener app. Or from Triple M Melbourne from 6 o'clock.
Oh, all right. So keep listening
to us. TSL.
Josh Dunkley on the move, maybe, Jimmy boy. Yeah. This is interesting because his partner, Tipper, she plays over there for the Thunderbirds. They are go.
They've given a lot to me over the past 7 years and I've loved every minute of it. And it's more just trying to, you know, think about my future and my life and things like that. Family's always been important to me and Tipper's obviously living in Adelaide, so we'll have to weigh up those decisions over the next few days, as I mentioned.
Reading between the lines, he's going, Jim.
I would have thought he's gone. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Yep. Grand final entertainment update, Jim. Guess who is just been asked and has accepted to play on grand final day?
Who?
Up there, Kazali. In there and fight. Out there and Adam. Show them your might. Up there, Kazali. Show them your hide.
Jim? Mike.
Fight like the devil, the crowd's on your side. Mike Brady will perform again, which is great.
Oh, God.
And also, Robbie Williams is going to be there.
Hang on,
there
it is.
Robbie Williams will be there.
Robbie Williams is outstanding and a great get and will be superb.
So is Mike.
Mike Brady. Seriously, Bill, are we still doing that?
Yeah, and
after,
guess
what, 35 years or whatever it is?
Yeah.
We're still doing the same song.
When I think grand final day, I think
losing?
Mike Brady.
Yeah, we think about losing.
And also Australian pop rock artist G-Flip is in the house. You're right there.
Don't know G-Flip.
No, I don't know. No. She's a drummer.
Anyway, good if
she's a rapper. Yep. She's a drummer.
Hugely popular.
Good. Very popular. Right, yes.
Nice. Well, they have done a better job since old The Loaf.
Yes.
I mean, that was the low watermark.
I could have seen.
Well, and also Angry Anderson with the Batmobile. We've had a few absolute shockers, and fighting was there. So we are getting the entertainment better.
Yeah. Righto, tennis, Jimmy boy. Yes, Nick Kyrgios has been beaten by Karen Khachanov.
Khachanov with match points.
Thank you.
Khachanov is through.
Khachanov.
Five setter, Jim, went down the fifth set. So it was a good game.
Yeah.
But straight away shook Karen's hand and the umpire's hand and smashed two rackets. Just smashed them.
Belted
totally. Absolutely did. Alcatraz is still in there. He's in the quarter, so stand by. We like Alcatraz. Right. Do you watch the cricket? Do you
Sam see any Green. Of the cricket?
Oh, well, Australia were five for 44, Carey 85, Green 89 not.
Yep. Cramped up late.
158 partnership. And still they're in trouble because Carey went out. He cramped up. There was a rain delay. There was a cramp delay. And they got there in the end. So well done to the Aussies. Zampa got a few runs late. He did.
No, he's a very, very good cricketer, Cam Green. He's going to get better and better and better. And Alex Carey.
Yeah.
I told you for 2 years they had to get him in, Bill. He's a star.
I was worried about his glove work. He can bat. I know that. Mm. I'm a serial cramper, said Green.
Oh, full body cramp.
Growing up. I got past 50, I used to cramp, double calves.
Not as funny as that New Zealand opener in India when he did the sweep shot.
It does hurt.
Went to the deck. All right, I'll tell you what we're doing, Bill.
What
we might have run out of time after that.
No, we have not.
That long rappy might have just cost you the hump day quiz.
Wash your mouth
JZ
out.
Clark, Link McCarthy.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
When you get a bit older, you get a bit sloppier. Some of us do.
Oh, it's about to say.
Yes.
Speak for yourself. Now, we're just discussing, I think it's Mark Richardson's the man's name, who was batting in India and went for the sweep shot.
Yep.
And, well, let's have a listen.
Goodness me.
Like he got shot.
He ended up hitting the deck with the full body. Like no bit of his body hit the ground before the other. Mark Richardson's actually a funny bastard. No, He's the one that used to race like Darren Lehman.
They'd
have a match race.
Yeah.
They'd put the onesie on. Anyway, that is it.
Goodness me.
If you get on YouTube and look at that, it is priceless. Now, Bill.
Yes, Jim.
Hump day quiz.
Yes, please. Wow.
What are we giving away, Bartholomew?
Magnificent prizes, as always. We've got the two tickets to the Wallabies All Blacks, which is going to be huge, plus these awesome bucket hats, which you and I wore and looked magnificent
bucket
on
hats,
Instagram yesterday. Got some really good feedback about that. Mm-hmm. Also, a double pass to the Red Hot Summer Tour featuring Paul Kelly, Bennett Fanning, Missy Higgins and more. Mornington Racecourse, Saturday, Jan 14. Tickets at Ticketmaster.
Right, 133353 is the number, yes, and you need to be up and about.
Exactly.
Excited.
Common knowledge.
Yes. We've had a couple of flatteners lately.
We have.
Like up and about contestants, but then not any good with the questions.
No, that's right. They're not hard questions.
Easy ones.
Exactly.
So 133353, ring us now. We've got the Hump Day quiz coming up next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
How is it possible that anyone can laugh at that?
Link McCarthy from the Lions, not too far away, as well as Jay-Z Clark.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Thank you very much. Hump Day Quiz, very popular general knowledge questions,
Not
Jim.
Not really that popular.
It is. We have a couple of magnificent contestants. We've got Will there from Essendon Way. G'day, Will.
Bings, how are ya?
Maribyrnong.
What are you up to, Willie?
Just driving home.
From where?
From bloody Pakenham.
Pakenham?
Bloody. Yeah.
Do you play for Tatura?
Yeah. Yeah, I pissed on you last week.
For people that don't know, Bill's got his face on the urinal at the Tat pub and people just walk in there and he's got his stupid mouth open and they just wee into
That's it. Is it still there, Willie, obviously?
Yeah, it's still there. Right. I just told you that, you bloody clown.
Yeah, you did, yep.
It's got the better of you already, Will.
Exactly, well done, Will. Who are you back for?
The Suns, the mighty Suns.
Well, as in the Gold Coast Suns.
Wow, why?
Yep. Just like Gary Ablett.
Yeah, he's not there anymore, but anyway, good work. And we go to Reece from?
Wodonga and Albury. Yes.
From Albury. G'day, Reecey.
Hey, fellas, how you going there?
Good, mate. What do you do, Reece?
I'm school teacher, boys.
Oh,
school
good. Teacher. And Barrack for the Bombers.
I'm a Bombers man, so yeah, waiting to find who's going to coach us. But look, hopefully we're on the mend.
Well, it's not Ross Lyon.
Shut up,
no,
Will.
No, it's not.
Now, who would you like to see?
Look, I don't know. They want an experienced coach, so we're running out of options.
Righto.
Leon Cameron.
That would be not.
That'd be a nice one, Jim. My mate, Choco. William.
What about you, Bill?
No.
Ben's brownless.
You've got to be committed. And I'm not committed.
Imagine Bill taking a training session.
I put it into Dexter.
Oh, yeah, have a look at that.
Yeah, and just hold the ball like that and kick it.
Yeah, just why can't you do that?
That's the sort of instruction that Bombers would be getting.
Oh, we'd have some fun. We'd have a good social club.
Oh, yeah, no, that's
righto, Will. You're going to be Will, and Reece, you're going to be Reece.
Let's do it.
Righto, here we go. Who is Liz Truss?
Will.
Yes, Will.
She's the new president of England.
No, she's
Reece.
Not. Will Reece?
The new prime minister.
Yeah,
it was so close. Will
sucked in. Sucked in. She's the new prime minister of the United Kingdom.
Piss off.
Fremantle face Collingwood in the final for the first time in history on Saturday, Jim. Did you know that?
Did not know that.
Which Perth suburb is their training base situated?
Reece.
Yes, Reecey.
Fremantle?
No. Where is Fremantle's training base, Willie? I've spoken about it a couple of times on air.
Geez, I don't know Perth real well, boys.
COCK. That's cock to me.
COCK.
I don't care.
That's cock to me.
The answer is Bill.
Cockburn
is how it's pronounced.
But we're only going to take Cockburn for today's quiz. Yes.
Yeah.
And you reckon Will would have got that? No. What's the score, Jim?
One zip. Going Reese's well. Up.
If I went to Dimmicks, what am I buying?
Reese.
Yes, Reese.
Some good quality books, mate.
I knew Will wouldn't know that.
Hey, Wilbur, it's two zip. You're staring a straight setter in the face.
Come on, Will.
Yeah.
What movie is this from?
Wow, he's a very nice.
Grace.
Will.
Borat.
Yes, Willie.
All right, 2-1.
Who said this to JB on Monday's show?
Your kind's not welcome in Colac.
Your kind isn't welcome in Colac. Do you know who said that? Someone maybe from Colac.
Will.
Yes,
Will.
Yeah!
Oh, now we got a little ring a ding ding.
Righto.
All right, now the decider.
Yes.
To all.
Nearest
Hodgie can get stuff.
No.
Not a nearest
I love what Hodgie said. Your kind is not welcome in Colac. A nearest the pin. How many points did Melbourne defeat Brisbane by in round 23 at the Gabba? Only 2 weeks ago. Nearest the pin, boys. Melbourne defeated Brisbane by.
Will in first.
Yep.
Will.
Yeah.
Yes.
64.
All right, 64. And Reese?
Well, I had 67.
Well, what are you going to go with?
67.
Jeez, I even gave you the opportunity to change that too, Reese.
It was 58. So that means Will has won.
Wilbur.
Reese started so well, the school teacher.
He did.
So Will has won.
You've won two tickets to the oldest rivalry in rugby, the Bledisloe Cup, because it's back in Melbourne for the first time since 2010, September 15 at Marvel Stadium. Tickets at Ticketmaster. You and a mate are heading along, and you've got a very special yellow Terry Towling Rush Hour hats.
Yeah, they're good. You'll look good in those, Will. Thank you.
Shut the gates, boys.
Have a listener, Wilbur.
And
Reese, he gets something.
Reese gets two tickets to the Red Hot Summer Tour featuring Paul Kelly, Bernard Fanning, Missy Higgins and more at the Mornington Racecourse. Saturday, January 14, tickets at Ticketmaster.
What do you think of that, Reese?
Oh, excellent, fellas. Thank you very much.
Well done.
All right, good luck good with work. Your bombers.
Yeah, and the school teaching.
Yeah, we'll need it.
What years do you teach?
Year six, mate. Year six. They're just all right that age.
Right, yeah. Boys and girls?
Yeah, mate, got a mix.
Good on
I
you.
Admire school teachers. Yes. They do an amazing job.
They get a lot of holidays, but they do a good job.
They get a lot of holidays.
They do. They're on holidays every time school goes on holidays, Jim.
Thank you, Bill. I get that.
We'll have a look at Jay-Z. He's prowling out there.
He's got the wand in his hand.
Prowling.
Got the kookaburra wand. Well, he might as well bat because he certainly couldn't bowl.
Jay Clark with all the latest AFL news in studio next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
But why do we hand segments over to you when you're not capable of delivering on them?
Very good point.
Massive second week of AFL finals. Jay-Z Clark's in the studio.
Oh, yeah.
If it's happening in footy.
Jeepers, have the headlines been coming thick and fast?
This man will be all over it.
Let's get Jay-Z in.
All right.
And talk footy.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
He's going to try and get back out there.
It's Jay-Z Clark.
We always need to get him back out there. Our man Jay-Z. Good to see you.
Great to be here,
Benny
Jim.
Brown.
Yes.
Does he play?
Yes. So the big headache for Simon Goodwin in Melbourne, it's been their forward connection issues, haven't they? So they haven't. They had six more entries forward than Sydney at the weekend, Bill.
56 inside 50s.
Yes.
And 10 goals. And yes. Fritch kicked three of them.
Correct.
So, but that's just not last week. We've been talking about it all year.
100%. So Tommy McDonald... This is the coaching conundrum. Tommy McDonald is coming back with a steam train from that foot injury. Now, my gut feel, they got training tomorrow, right?
But he pulled up sore last week, didn't he?
Well, they think he needs one more week, Bill. So they'd love to have him. He's got that mobility. He's got some running. He's only played one game. They had the VFL week off. He would play again this week. The other one they like is the young goal kicker, Jacob Van Ruyen.
Who?
So he is.
Say exactly, that again.
Jacob Van Ruyen. So Melbourne fans know who this man is.
Van Ruyen.
Western Australian, a strapping 19-year-old goal kicker, been going very, very nicely.
You're suggesting they might pull a Jai Amos?
Yes.
Dermot Brereton.
Yes, or a Marlon Pickett from a few years ago. So speaking to Melbourne today, they think Van Ruyen is absolutely in the mix for a September debut. He is going that well. So they got options there. Tommy McDonald coming back from his foot, might not be ready this week. Ben Brown sort of just going a little bit, but he kicked 3 goals against Brisbane in round 23, Jim. Yep. So
his knee's not letting him, giving him the freedom he needs. No. You can see he ain't getting around.
No, he's not. He's sort of straight lines, some tapping. Yep. He's not clunking him as he used to. So the other conundrum for Melbourne is what they do with Lucky Neal. So he went bananas at the weekend. They had had some success, though, with the nephew, Angus Brayshaw.
Yeah, did a good job a couple of weeks ago in Brisbane.
And James Harms.
James Harms, the chompers.
You're probably still fit enough to get back
out there. No doubt about that.
So they're the two issues. They're training the weekend, tomorrow morning. Petrarca's got the fractured leg in the corky. They're expecting him to play. I reckon you can tick off Melksham and Fritch with a knee injury. Spargo has got he can't talk properly, Bill.
Neither can you.
So it's true. That's true.
But
so
he'll be right, Spargs. No worries.
He should be right. No, they're expecting him to play.
It's a worry that the old larynx.
It's not going to stop him playing footy.
Well, it could, couldn't it? They're worried about it.
He's got to talk normally tomorrow. Most people go through a fitness test. He's got to go through a speaking test.
His old man would be horrified if Chaz missed a game of footy with a larynx.
The larynx.
Imagine Paul Spargo up in Albury and Wodonga.
That might be my problem.
So the Melbourne Sporting Precinct going to be going off like a frog in a sock tomorrow morning because you've got Melbourne training at 9, Collingwood training at 9.
Storm? They're in a final tomorrow.
Are they training tomorrow morning?
Yeah, at 9.
Are they?
Rugby league, 9.
Jordan Ngoi is the other man's we're going to have the peepers fixed on because he got a stinger, Jim. I'm still trying to work out what a stinger is.
But the old Dr. Smooth used to roll with a stinger. Yeah. He loved it.
What is a stinger?
It stings. It stings for a while and then it comes
good. Bill.
Oh, that's it.
Bruce shoulder.
That explains it.
Well, I'm the only one here.
Thanks for that, Bill. You've had a stinger, have you?
I had all sorts of injuries and you just play on.
You never went near enough to anyone to get a stinger.
I got a stinger every week. I bump into the banner and I get a stinger.
You certainly didn't get one in the 89 grand final, Bill, because avoid it all.
Or 92, or 94, or 95.
The tubby guts here, happy with his work.
Look at him. He hasn't had the best of days.
Who did you slap? You slap someone.
Bacanara. Still in hospital.
It was like Bunny Chop.
He's still in hospital.
Which he quit on halfway down. He sort of thought about it and then stopped doing it.
I can't believe they didn't report me.
Yeah.
Probably didn't enough.
Sorry, Ngoi. Right, so he's had the grade one AC strain, and he's got to get through training tomorrow. Everyone at Collingwood saying he should be good to go. He was outstanding. Last weekend. So he looks like the difference without Taylor Adams.
He gets a new contract too.
Good point, Bill. So at this stage, Collingwood is thinking yes to Jordan Ngoi.
Yeah.
As long as it's not stupid money. So like 800-ish.
Right, hang on. I'm going to add this up.
Put this down.
800K, right?
800K. Yeah. Strict behavioural clauses. So don't do anything silly in the off season. No more sort of.
I wouldn't sign that.
Barley stuff. But for about 800. Now,
righto.
As it stands.
Yes.
I reckon that would appeal to Jordan Ngoi, but there's a big asterisk on this.
Right.
If St Kilda come over the top with a Godfather offer, and they are weighing this up, if it's a seven-figure offer long-term, and there's risk around this, we know, then that would make Jordan Ngoi stop and think.
Yeah, so, but I don't reckon he's going to leave, is he?
Well, mate, if you got – the thing is he knocked back North Melbourne in 2016, and that was $1 million a year. So he's knocked back the big money once.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Would he sacrifice – that again. I'm not sure. I was of the view that he might do that once. I don't think he would do that twice in his career. But is St Kilda going to come with that massive money? I think the specifics around that is yet to be played out.
Is Grundy going? Because there's some talk he's not now.
No, I'd be surprised if he stays. I think Graham Wright, former Hawthorn list chief, likes his ruckman on about 450, 500. Mm. And Grundy's on 950. So I think his model is more you play your midfield.
Very good ruckman there. And to be honest, the two there now have been good, but they're not Brody Grundy.
No, but how's Brody Grundy's form when he was? Like, he's coming off his All Australian stuff. Yeah. His form then tapered a little bit.
He dipped a bit, but he's still a very good player.
He's still a very good player. At this stage, I'm thinking Collingwood has got a lot up their sleeve.
Yeah.
They're thinking McStay. They're thinking Bobby Hill, the speedster. They're thinking Billy Frampton, who's a sort of a no-frills defender from Adelaide. Maybe they get Tom Mitchell at a discount.
Right.
And then they back in Cox and
Kruger playing on the weekend. That was strange.
It's a big call-up, wasn't it? And he's got some height about it.
No, he's a good player, but the other thing is that's game sold out, Collingwood Fremantle. Rabs told me it is sold out. The ticket, they're exhausted.
Oh my God!
Says Billy, who just slumps in his chair. As he's exhausted.
I can see a 90.
Did I see you?
It's sold out. Jim.
No, it is. Did I see you running somewhere?
No. Playing footy.
No, running. Well, did you do a fun run or some sort of run?
Oh yeah, run Melbourne. Yeah, right.
No. I felt something.
How far did you run?
22 k's.
You did not.
I did too.
You couldn't 22 drive
22 k's.
Yeah, I've done four of them.
You couldn't drive 22 k's.
Exactly right. There's no chance you ran that far, Jay-Z.
Picturesque. I did it in an hour 40.
You snuck out of the crowd and ran the last 200 metres and then put your arms up across the line and got yourself a bloody
medal.
I'm an athlete. All right, take a little break. More with Jay-Z.
We need to talk Richmond to Ranso Hopper after this.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I think you've been asked to wrap this up now three times.
Is that what that means?
Yes.
Righto.
Plenty of trade news for Jay Clark to go through.
I've just been down the beach for a day and a night. Three separate people while I'm down there. Three separate people.
Said what?
What's wrong with Bill?
What, on the screen?
In the street. That's what people just come up to me all the time and go, what's wrong with him?
And what explanation?
I go, well, where do I start? And I haven't got half an hour, so I can't help you.
So what
but
did you say?
The first question people say is, what's wrong with him?
And what do you say?
He's a half-wit for
he's
a start.
He's special.
Yeah, he's got like problems.
Very funny.
I can't go into any of them because it takes too long.
I want to know what's going on at the Giants because surely Richmond cannot fit in Taranto and Hopper.
I think there's a way this can happen, Bill. So plenty of water to flow under the bridge. And you can't discount your mob, the Cats, because they still very much like a Hopper who's a Ballarat product. His brother lived in Geelong. They want a hard man for the middle. So the Cats are still in this race. However, riddle me this, right? Richmond has picks... 12, 19, 30, a future first round, and Ivan Soldo, who could come into the mix. So how about...
Ivan, sorry.
Yeah,
he gets nice and stroppy if you don't Ivan him.
He had a go at Jim one day. Jim still hasn't forgiven him. Come on, Jim.
I keep my eye on him. Be a smart ass with me, Bill. I keep my eye on you from that moment on.
He still hasn't called him.
He Ivan'd him.
Yeah.
Not me.
Yeah, like Big poor old spider, you never called him either.
Yes, Ivan. It is Ivan. So what about 12 and 19? For Taranto, who was a former pick two, and for Hopper, you go 30, a future first, and Ivan Soldo. Does that get it done for Jacob Hopper?
Well, are you coughing up all that, though, if you're Richmond?
Well, Geelong did it 2 years ago. They got rid of three first-round picks, and we all said the Cats are too old. They've missed their chance at the draft. They could have replenished. They didn't. Now Jeremy Cameron looks like the best player in the league, and the Cats are ears deep in another flag. I see Richmond going down the same path as the Cats to revitalise those premiership prospects.
They got Tim Kelly, so that was virtually a swap for Tim Kelly. They got the picks from Tim Kelly.
But Richmond too, remember, got rid of Callum Coleman-Jones and Marbiel Chol, so they got some picks in for the big men.
I still think they made a mistake with the phones. He was Colt.
He was,
Now, Junior.
Do you want to explain?
Well, two phones, Magic Chol. Well, we actually think he's that busy at the minute. Off-season now.
He's got two phones,
had to put another phone on and put a boy on. So he's got a receptionist now, Mabs.
He was watching him one day. He couldn't get reception out in the ground near the race, so he walked out to the middle
of the way around the ground doing S's until he could get reception. Inside the roof. Now, tell us about Junior Rioli.
Yes, so I think he's headed to Port Adelaide. So we know the West Coast forward. He missed a couple of years after the whole WADA sort of issue. Port Adelaide have offered him decent money. They've lost Stephen Motlop. Razio Fantasia, Bill, with his injury issues, has been a bit of a problem. So they want him applying pressure, kicking clever goals off the ground, I think.
Should he leave after what West Coast have done for him?
The offer is low, Bill. So... You can't lowball a man. And
he got paid for 2 years, didn't he?
Yeah, but he's got...
When he was out.
Oh, but it works both ways, doesn't it?
I know it works both ways. But
he's got a family to feed. He's got kids to look after.
Where's his family? Where are they? Are they in Adelaide?
Yes. There's an extended family across both borders. So I think if the money is on the table, and that's where Port value him, go for it. I mean, I don't think he owes West Coast anything. If they want him and they value him more highly, we'll pay him more highly. So I expect him to become a Port Adelaide player. Mm. The pick is – so the Carl Amon free agency pick is 20-something, and I think that could be the pick that West Coast get for Junior Rioli.
There's a couple wanting to go to Port Adelaide because it looks like Josh Dunkley's going there, doesn't it?
Well, he keeps holding out, Bill. And the Bulldogs have said continuously, we're happy the way things are going. It's all good. But the matter of fact is it hasn't been done.
No.
So Port Adelaide do like him. They need to replenish that midfield. Boak and Robbie Gray, obviously getting a bit older. Gray's retired. Boak's getting older. So they want another hardball winner in there who can go forward. Now, previously they've said they don't want to give up their first pick for him. So whether they have to shuffle down the order a little bit, because
they might have to.
They don't want to give up their top pick. Is he worth a top 10 pick, Josh Dunkley?
No.
Borderline, innit?
And very good player, but I'm not coughing
but
up.
But that's what dogs are going to
a single
for.
Figure pick for that.
Yeah, he's out of contract, though.
Are there going to be changes at the Dogs? I've got a feeling there's going to be a lot of changes there.
Well, he doesn't. There's a theory that he doesn't have the elite coaching staff, possibly, that Luke Beveridge once had when Ash Hansen was there.
Stephen King.
And where Stephen King was there, Daniel Gian Siracusa was there. Mm-hmm. So he's been left with a more inexperienced coaching staff, which has potentially hurt the Western Bulldogs. Speaking of, Jason Johannesson.
Yes.
Who I thought cards were starting to look a little bit marked in a sense. He was in and out of the team. He was playing forward as opposed to playing back. Gold Coast is the club who was interested there. We think it's a 2-3 year deal, with a trigger or three straight up, where he could do some money off the halfback lines. Gold Coast hasn't had a huge amount of success with some of these pickups. You know, Rory Atkins probably didn't quite work. You know, Brandon Ellis has been okay.
Been good. So,
Jay-Z, just to qualify what I was saying before about Josh Dunkley, he's a fine footballer. But we've had this discussion off air. My view is any pick which only has one number attached to it, you don't cough up unless it's A-plus grade. Right.
Toronto?
No.
Hopper?
No. Wow. Like, for me, it's got to be absolutely an A, like Bontempelli. You know, it has to be like right Taron out of the Thomas? Top drawer.
Taron Thomas.
No, well, there's another one. I mean, it's got to be someone who you know has proven over 50-plus games that he is absolutely an A. Like Clayton Oliver.
Yes.
Someone like that. It's got to be that quality.
Petrarca.
Because, Bill,
you're not going to get any deals done.
Number one to nine picks, they are liquid gold.
Yeah. You're not going to get
like
any.
Like Isaac Rankin, for instance, there's no chance on putting.
No, with I'm in your pocket.
Pick that high.
I'm in your pocket.
They want pick five for Isaac.
I know they do. Well, I know they want it.
For Isaac Rankin. And I remember when Gold Coast got the priority pick for Noah Anderson, you were filthy because that was pick two.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that is a superstar player.
Of course it is. Old mate that went from Freo to Gold Coast.
Lucky Weller.
Yes. I mean, that's a ridiculous behaviour.
Yeah, it was. You know, spot on.
And you look back now, no, you're never coughing up a pick that high. Mm. Lucky Weller's a lovely kid, but you know what I'm saying?
Jeremy Cameron, would you?
Yes. Yeah, so Jeremy Cameron is an A grader, no doubt.
What's
about.
Going on at Carlton?
Yes. I think Ross Lyon said we were giggling when they gave up the pick for Lucky Weller when he was at Fremantle. Carlton, so there's some intrigue around some of their depth players at the moment. So Liam Stocker was delisted. Didn't this send social media into meltdown?
Yes,
so
it did.
Some questions about his fitness and also just the mental strain of the pick and the headlines
spread.
And
the spread.
Yeah, he's not a big runner, but was Luke Hodge wasn't a massive runner on a hug back flank early days.
He could get it.
You'd have a bigger tank. But it's also, the off-field stuff.
People as well.
The strain. There has been a big mental load on Liam Stocker, so that's been an issue. Will Setterfield up for grabs at the moment? I think he's going to be really interesting. Like Essendon really liked him in his draft year. Geelong might yet need to add someone if they miss out on Hopper and Taranto. Paddy Dow's the other one. So I reckon he would be exploring his opportunities over the next couple of weeks.
All right, Jay-Z.
Wow.
Always great chatting to you. Look forward to hearing from you across the weekend.
Yes, and then next week back here on a Wednesday.
Perfect.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Born? I went for a long time thinking the Sydney Meyer Music Bowl was in Sydney.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour, JB and Bill, all thanks to Chemist Warehouse, whose half-price sale is on now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half-price. Terms and conditions apply. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Put your cans on, Jim. You
I've got them on,
here.
Bill, yeah.
We love Chemist Warehouse. I tell you what I love, the vitamins, Jim. Very important.
Well, so start taking some.
Blackmores and Swiss and all that. They're all there. They're half-price, Jim. The Isoway Men's Shake, I love that.
Start That's putting any good. Of these things into your own mouth.
Yes, that's why I'm looking
so
skinny.
Well, they're half price. Now's the time, Bill.
Well, now we cannot say this anymore.
No.
Get in there now because it's half price sale is on bloody now.
L'Oreal, Maybelline.
Yes.
Revlon, Nude by Nature.
L'Oreal.
Nude by Nature.
L'Oreal.
Yeah, that's what I said. Big brand cosmetics, half price.
Oh, Jim, we've said it.
Shop online for home delivery. Click and collect and fast delivery options as well. The sale ends 25th of September. That's the Half Price sale at Chemist Warehouse. Link McCarthy from the Lions.
Half Price, it is.
Nature's Own, Blackmores.
Nude.
Nude by Nature.
Just puts nude in there.
Well, there's a Nude by Nature, Jim. I want to get
the
bottle.
Full name, not just nude.
Not just nude.
And guess what it is? Half Price.
Of course it is, Bill.
At Chemist Warehouse. It's the Rush Hour at Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I ate four alphabet soup today. Cans of alphabet soup today.
No. I keep getting recommendations, Bill. I don't know what's going on. My phone's gone crazy.
What have you been looking at?
I don't know. They just they just come in out of nowhere.
Yes.
Now, second half, Link McCarthy.
Yes.
In to chat to us. Well, on the phone, but chatting to us about a massive Friday night game against Melbourne.
And the MCG.
MCG and the D's, of course.
You know,
Bordertown.
Last, Bob Hawke. Last 11 games at the MCG, they've lost.
Well, don't mention that to Fags.
No, not to Fags.
Because he cracks them.
He's got to be cranky. He's got a bit brine.
He cracks them at you.
No, he doesn't.
Well, if you bring up the MCG.
Oh, boy.
You know, he listens to every conversation,
so
Fags.
So don't say anything.
Every conversation.
Yes, he does. Mm. Like your phone does when you talk and then things pop up. A bit of footy news.
What was that face?
I don't know.
Aaron Hall has signed on for another year at North Melbourne.
North Melbourne,
Jim.
Yes. Kanga.
Cole Hartigan. Hartigan.
Cole Hartigan.
Well, he's been delisted at Hawthorn. Had been there for a couple of years.
Yes.
I just saw some vision. Ho's brought in Kathy Freeman's daughter. She's only 11, Jim. She was in a 200-metre race at a school.
Mm-hmm.
She won by 50 metres.
Wow.
And ran exactly like Kathy. It looked like Kathy Freeman.
Her mother was a freak.
Absolute superstar.
A complete superstar.
She's only 11, this poor girl, so we don't put any pressure on us. But she won the 200 metres by 50 metres.
That's a long way to win a 200-metre race.
Melbourne Storm, Jim, played this Saturday. Elimination final. They finished fifth. They take on eighth. Canberra Raiders.
For sure.
Yes, coached by Ricky Stewart. Mm-hmm. Back in the box, Jimmy. Yeah, just had a week off here.
Yes!
At Amy Stadium, Saturday, 5:40. Mm-hmm. Well, that all lead in nicely. Go to there, you go to Storm, then go across the road.
Yep. Yeah,
exactly. Jerome Hughes back in for Storm. So that is good news there.
Right.
And Sydney have got a new stadium up there, Jim. It's called the Sydney Stadium.
Sydney Football Stadium.
Yeah, yes. The one next to the SCG. Yeah,
exactly. Yes. $800 million stadium.
It's got a bit of an Optus stadium look about it.
Well, it has, exactly. But some fans have been offered refunds after faulty seats, Jim.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so that's a bit disappointing. It holds 42,500 in there, and it's world class, I think. But they showed vision of a bloke with a screwdriver, Jim, just putting in the screws the night before. Cool. And then people would. But good on it. I'm sure it'll be okay.
What is that? A story?
It's a story. Just come up there on the wires.
On the wires.
On the wires.
I think he's dropped it.
Yes. And that's all, unless you've got something.
What a waste of energy.
It was a bit.
What a waste of energy.
Talk about the long kick. Are we doing that now?
No, we'll do that in a little bit.
What we're going to do is discuss your day. Because this is September Brownless at his best.
I've been on the cones.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
How can one bloke be that stupid? So Whit, our producer, comes and helps me get in because my pass was in my calling bag and only had the one I took to Colac.
Dopey.
So down the front, I'm waiting in the boom gate. Whit jumps in. She's chuckling away. I said, what are you laughing at? She goes, I'm laughing at the day Bill's had.
Brownless, he hasn't had the best of days.
So he takes his car out to be serviced.
Ringwood.
Yep.
Mazda.
And in the car were his house keys.
Yes.
Yep.
And his pass to get into work.
Yes, Jim. Yes.
So while he was waiting because he didn't want to get to work too early, he went to Gazman.
There's a sale on there.
Bought some Triple XL. He got 25% off because he became a member.
No, I am a member. Yes. I am a member.
So 25% came
good
off.
Good sale.
But while he's in there getting the Triple XL Gazman, $95 parking fine.
$92. Parking fine. Can you believe
$92 that? $92 parking fine.
Yeah.
So then when he comes in here without his pass, he just leaves the car on the street.
Yeah.
So Whit's got to go down and move his.
And this isn't his car, is it?
No, it's not his car. He just leaves it on the street. So our producer's got to go down and actually bring his car in.
I didn't ask that. Jim, I paid for that.
Then he goes to the paper shop deli and runs into Toby Mitchell.
No. Yes. And Joe.
And craps himself.
No, I didn't. I mean,
of course you did.
But also.
But they haven't finished.
Oh, what else have I done today?
Then a listener sends in some Bill Brownless memorabilia
yes.
for Bill to sign yes. and includes an envelope for it to all be sent back to the listener.
Yes.
But the listener also very kindly puts a $20 note in there for Bill to buy himself a couple of beers,
yeah.
which Bill accepts.
Bloody oath.
Oh, Bill.
I had to sign about 8 cards.
Put that back in the envelope and send it back to old mate.
I wrote a posted note to him saying thanks for the froffies.
Bill.
Well, Whitney, hey, you got a coffee out of it, Rabs, oh, don't yeah. you, love?
Oh, no, so I did.
And Country and Western Whitney out here, she got a coffee out of it, and I got a muffin.
You don't take $20 off a listener.
A poppy seed muffin. Beautiful, Jim, my favourite. So
why didn't you put the $20 towards your parking fine?
Yeah.
Well,
why didn't you just give the just $20 can't. Back? You earn enough money.
No, I don't. That's a problem. You take
and you
it
had
all.
Your stupid haircut.
Yeah, and I've had my hair.
Yeah, you look like you're new.
Guess how much?
Doctor, how much?
$25. Well, he's there for 3 minutes.
For number one, $25.
Mate, he doesn't do anything.
Oh, listen to the day he's had.
Oh, Jim, fair dinkum.
Oh, Dave's Brownless.
How do you reckon I'm going to get in my house tonight? How am I going to get in my house?
Well, I don't understand anything that you're saying.
I haven't got any keys.
No, we just said that. You left them out in Ringwood.
I know. Well, how am I going to get in my house? I'm going to have to break into my new house.
You? How are you doing?
It's three levels up. Fat will climb up and you watch I'll fall in the garden and break. So I've had a, sometimes you have a good day, sometimes you have a shit
you've
day.
You've had a shocker.
Bill.
Shit. Look at him.
At least I turned up here.
It's a comedy, nearly, your
oh,
life.
My horse just run, Mississippi, comes
come
second.
Last. Second.
Finicum. Oh, yeah. I'm going home to bed.
Yep.
Well, I got up too early. I'm not an early morning riser, Jim.
September, Brownless.
No.
Just stand things by. Go wrong. As soon as you get into September, stuff goes wrong.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Bloody $92 parking fines.
Sucked
that's
in.
Unfair.
Yep.
Oh, well, Bill, guess what?
What?
The only way.
Yes, and the plastic population.
Yes.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Well done. Good, Bill.
Not really.
We'll get better at it each week. Each week will be better.
Boys, we're on the lookout for the Rush Hour's longest kick.
Can you kick a footy further than Billy?
Your technique when kicking at all?
Just hold it like that and kick.
If you can, you could win $5,000. Thanks to Bosch Tools, how do you measure up against Billy?
Kick the thing!
So, Bill.
Yep.
This is an amazing prize.
$5,000. Yeah.
The value. All you've got to do is front up. We haven't got the details ready for you. Well, we have. Not telling you, though.
No.
Because we don't want all sorts of some flotsam and jetsam fronting up. We only want the actual flotsam bloody people jetsam. That are going to have a crack.
We don't want flotsam.
We don't want their bloody sidling up, Bill.
No.
But we're getting people to nominate themselves.
Yes.
Like Anthony.
What did he say?
I think I can kick further than Bill because since playing my first and only season of footy,
no.
He did his ACL.
He's not
I used to do bombs.
No.
I don't even have a half a hamstring tendon.
No. He's no good, Anthony.
All right. Why don't you like Anthony?
No.
All right. Who else?
Adam.
Adam. Bodybuilder.
Bodybuilder. 30-inch thighs with lots of power. And I'm younger than he is. Fresh pair of legs.
So you like him?
No. Well, he's a bodybuilder. He wouldn't be able to connect it.
It's not up to you, by the way.
It is.
Dean.
Yes.
Sixth in the TAC Cup Super Boot, age 19.
No. 19 years ago.
Oh, well, Bill, if he's in the TAC Cup, he's age 19.
But he comes sixth.
Bill.
What?
We can't just keep scrubbing these people out.
Well,
our contestants.
Well, I don't mind Dean because he was in the Super Boot competition.
Yeah, I like Dean. Luke?
And Lukey, what did he say?
Bill only just made it over a tiny silo.
Mm-hmm.
I kick out a fullback at the moment.
Oh, listen.
And get some cannons flying up the guts. Monsters.
Hashtag.
King of Kings.
Hashtag.
Bins. So Lukey's in.
Yeah, I like that, Lukey.
Luke, we can have Luke.
Well, he's a fullback. You know what they like.
And I like Dean.
Him. Yeah. Dean was good.
If you come sixth in the TAC Cup Super Boot 19 years ago, age 19.
Sixth.
Then Bill. He's got a bit of game.
And just in case I run into the bodybuilder, Adam, I didn't mind.
Oh.
So how do you enter?
TripleM.com.au. Register your details and tell us why you think you can kick further than Bill, and you could be selected to measure up against Bill. Five contestants,
right?
Three kicks each at a venue that will tell whoever gets through. And the person who can kick the furthest will walk away with $5,000 plus a Bosch measuring tools pack, and it's all thanks to Bosch measuring tools.
Yeah, we don't want Floxham there.
No, we do not.
Or Jetsam.
Who's Floxham and who's Jetsam, by the way?
Any of them.
Who are they?
Used to be stuff that got bloody washed up on shore. Flotsam and Jetsam.
Thanks for that.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Now, I don't know what the pills were the vet gave him, but gee, they taste kind of
peppermint-y.
What?
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, and we're joined by Brisbane Lion Lincoln McCarthy.
This is the Rush Hour Sharpest for Maz Group, delivering quality, trust and innovation in construction and proudly trained by Trade Institute Victoria. TIV.vic.edu.au.
Oh, he comes in. Everyone's on their feet. No one's on their seats. They're all up and standing. McCarthy has given Brisbane the lead.
I tell you what I love, and that is Fat gives it. Everyone wants to come to Geelong. Every player wants to go and live in Geelong. Everyone wants to come back to Geelong. But when they let a real good one go, when one's at their place and then they up and leave and turn into a proper star, I love it. And that is Lincoln McCarthy, who joins us now. Link, welcome to you.
Thanks, guys. Pleasure to be on.
I only mentioned it about 30 times to Bill. How'd you let him go?
Well, actually, I'm going to ask you that, Link, because you loved at the Geelong Footy Club. They loved him, supporters, players, everyone loved him, but had a lot of injuries. Goes up to bloody Brisbane. I reckon you missed two games in about 4 or 5 years, Link. What? How's that happen?
Yeah, it's a frequently asked question, Bill. But
oh, sorry.
Just needed the change, Bill. I was stuck in a bit of an injury rut down there, at no fault of, you know, the Geelong's medicos or anything. Just obviously couldn't break out of it. So needed a fresh start, warm weather, new eyes and a new program. And, yeah, fortunately, it's been able to work out.
Not the only one. Like Joey Danaher is another example of a very, very frequently injured player who went up into the sunshine.
So is it the weather? As easy as that?
Oh, it's got to have some sort of impact, I'd say. But I don't want to take credit away from, you know, people's jobs. it's beautiful up here. Can't question that, that's for sure.
What's it like, the footy up there and the papers? You know, you played at Geelong, you got the Geelong Addy and the local radio stations, mate, and obviously Melbourne papers and things. What's it like compared to up there in Brisbane?
Yeah, it's good. I'm not really much of a footy head, so I'm pretty happy to fly pretty low. But, very rare that you open the paper and Brisbane Lions are on the front page or anything like that. You know, you have to go to back to page 76 and have a little snippet in the corner there to read something on Huey McCluggage. It's good. Like it's pretty low key, and you know the fans and the members sort of do come out of the woodworks now that we've started to go all right. Hopefully we can you know, repay them with some faith.
Oh, yeah. Last four games, I think, all sellouts at the Gabba. Yeah. So there's definitely coming out of the woodwork. Now, two things you're credited with, Link. Firstly, playing unbelievably good footy since you become a Lion. But secondly, single-handedly getting Lachie Neal to the club.
Yes. Is that true? How close are you?
Yeah, he was the steak knives of the deal. we managed to get him across. It's been good. Obviously, he's an incredible player and a good mate of mine, so it's been good fun. Just obviously being back playing footy with Locke. We played in the same league as juniors, so he was at a little town called Kyrby Bowlight, and I was at Bordertown, about 40 minutes away. Played a lot of footy against each other, and then went to Glenelg together at about 16. So, yeah, it's been good fun, and we've both settled in here nicely, and he's having a ripping season once again, isn't he?
He is. So you rang him up, said, "I'm going to Geelong. I'll meet you there." Like you lured him there.
Geelong.
Oh, Brisbane, sorry.
The media troops have hyped it up a fair bit, obviously, as they do. But it worked out for me just because I needed a fresh start. And I think Locke was sort of on the same page. And I don't know whether they worked him in together or not. But, I took the fire sauce and a can of Coke. And the rest.
Hey, I was up in Brisbane a couple of weeks ago and I went out and played golf at Brookwater. And next to that is your new facility. It's an impressive-looking joint.
Yeah, it's looking good. It's about a month away, I think, from full completion. And I think the AFL Women's are going to move straight in as soon as possible. And we'll be not long after that. Obviously, that'll be our off-season. But, yeah, it's coming up really well. It's been a project they've been working on for the last 6 years and probably many years before that. It was in the works as well. So, yeah, looking forward to getting out there and having a real secure and proper base.
Because you haven't had that, have you? Like, no. It's been piecemeal. You've had little grounds to play on, and the Gabba's been, well, not good enough from a facility point of view. So you haven't actually had somewhere to properly call home.
Nah, it's been a bit of a shambles, to be honest. You know, we get on the Gabba for the first session of the year in the week before the first round of the year. And then the last game we played there was Thursday night. And we won't see that for another probably 6 months now. So, yeah, it's definitely nice. Even from a high-performance facility point of view, you've sort of just been crammed into a bit of a rabbit warren for the last however many years. Not to sound ungrateful, but really looking forward to...
No, you're sounding like that.
Yeah.
You should have been at Geelong. Is old Cranky the curator of the pitch? Is he still around?
He's gone. Yeah, I think he left 12 to 18 months ago.
Remember that? They'd go near the centre wicket and he'd come storming out.
Yeah, it wasn't good when the footy frenzy was on up at the Gabba during COVID either. Geez, he would have been losing his marbles, but... Yeah, it's probably why I resigned, to be honest.
Poor fella. No, they're very protective of the square.
The Gabba is a ripping deck to play on. Yeah. You can't beat it.
We're going to take a little break because we want to talk to you about, of course, Friday night. Yes. Massive, massive final
Melbourne
against the Demons.
And don't mention the MCG.
More with Lincoln McCarthy next on the Rush Hour. Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I said, what happened to the Cranberries? And Bill went... Did they go travelling? Pause. Oh, no, that was the Wilburys.
Thanks to the Maz Group from the Brisbane Lions, Lincoln McCarthy joins us.
Oh, the Lions take on Melbourne semi-final, 7:50 Friday night at the MCG. Now, how do you tackle Melbourne, Lincoln McCarthy? Because they've got the wood on you a bit and you're playing at the MCG. So we do something different?
Yeah, they've definitely got the wood on us, Bill. No secrets there, but... obviously, we've got to change something up. We probably haven't worked hard enough against them. You saw how Sydney played against them the other night. They just pressured the hell out of them. And you can really force them to cough it up and make mistakes. And if we can sort of bring that pressure and get our team defense really solid, then I think our attacking flair can come off the back of that.
And what about the MCG? Is there any possible reason why you haven't had the joy there that you've had everywhere else?
I can't speak too much about it over the last few years. We've only played there 3 or 4 games since I've been there. But prior to that, the Lions were pretty well on the bottom anyway. So I don't know what grounds they were winning at before that. But yeah, look, I don't think about it too much. I can't speak on behalf of everyone else. But it's a ripping ground to play at. Certainly not fearing it, that's for sure. So we just got to make sure we get our game right against the D's and bring that pressure game. And hopefully that puts us in good stead to be, you know, in with the game at each break.
Haven't seen you flying as much
in
the last little while. You were famous for taking great big huge hangers.
Or he'd fly for them. I don't know if he actually took them.
I don't know. I probably flew too much. Unrealistic attempts got brought up about 90% of the time. So, I'm trying to stay down a little bit, but float in from the side every now and then when the big boys get held down by their opponents.
Jump.
But, yeah. Bit of fun if you can get one.
Jump, Link. Hey, a couple of positives. Lockie Neal, 39 touches, back in town. Love the work of Zach Barley. Very good last week. McStay in the ruck. McKay. And also Eka and Danaher kicking goals. So a couple of good positives to take from last week.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously we lost the big O about minute 45 into the
Is it's he pretty, concussed or is that just him normal?
Yeah, that normal day for the big O. He wanted a rest. He knew he practiced. He was out pretty solidly there. But Dan McStay played a terrific role in the ruck, just competing against the big Nank. And, yeah, all the blokes you mentioned played terrific games, to be honest. Big Eric probably could have had 4 or 5 on the night, but got a couple taken off him. And Joe kicking the winner. Zach Bailey is just, he's sort of like our Shea Bolton. He really ignites us and gets us going with some ripping acts and his repeat efforts are incredible. So, yeah, hopefully, you know, more of us teammates can jump on board and help out a bit.
The big O, that photo I saw after the game, I'm not sure. I didn't think O could look a lot worse.
No, no,
but,
Jim.
But, Link, that photo, I don't know if you saw it, that photo of his conk and all that. My goodness.
I got the close-up. I come on for him and minute 45 in, the big O's coming off and I said to the performance manager, I said, right, like for like, I'll take on Big O.
Oh, poor old Big O.
They've got the same noses.
Oh, no, not anymore. I don't know what's happening.
Oh, I know. That's
strife, isn't it?
Yep.
So Darcy Ford will probably come in for him.
Yeah, it's likely. Yeah, it's likely that'll be the case. So obviously that's been a great recruit. Darcy's, every week he's come in and he's played a terrific role and probably been stiff not to be playing, but the Big O's just been able to get the job done most weeks on his own. So, yeah, that'll most likely be the case. And team hasn't been selected yet, though.
Oh, well, you can tell us, Link. It's okay. Cam Rayner, he'll come back in.
Yep.
Jared Lyons, he wasn't picked. Then he played VFL. What's going on there?
Yeah, actually still not sure with that one. JL's had crooked groins for a bit. So, obviously hadn't been able to feel at his best. But, yeah, I imagine the coaches will be trying to work through that at the minute. We want to make sure we're really fresh and got some good speed on the game. So that might come into consideration a little bit.
Slow.
And Clary Oliver is of interest. Last time, not long ago up there, he tore the Lions to shreds almost single-handedly. Mm-hmm. Very tough man to stop from the outside looking in. But when you're at the coalface, what do you do to try and curb his influence?
Yeah, I think you're right. Even from our perspective, very hard man to stop. He's so clean and so big. He's about 6'3". But yeah, he actually moves really quick for a big guy as well onto the loose ball. And even our bigger midfielders really struggle to be able to, I guess, negate his influence. So yeah, I imagine we'll try and put some work into him. But you know, it's still a hard job, even though that's your intention.
Taylor's a beautiful girl. I've got the photo here of and Lenny and Bo now.
Bo was Will Thomas balling before.
That was Lenny. He's
practice.
He's tough work at the minute, Lenny. He's 2.5 and can throw a tantrum. So
yeah, I heard it. And from Border Town, and Jim wanted to know, is that in Victoria or South Australia?
I wanted to know.
Border Town.
Yeah. SA. Yeah.
SA.
You know who comes from Border Town?
Yeah.
Bob Hawke.
No.
Unbelievable, doesn't he?
Link.
Correct. Yeah. Correct, yes.
Wow.
Bob Hawke and Lincoln McCarthy.
So it's on the border.
My great-grandmother babysat him.
Really?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
He would have been drinking Scullin back then, wouldn't he?
I'd say so.
Did he get back there much?
Yeah, I'll get back there as much as we can. Yeah, a couple times a year.
Geelong?
When we were at Geelong, we got back there a lot.
Yeah, of course, mate. Much love to Geelong. Hey, good luck, Link. Going to be an interesting game this because Brisbane are going all right. They found some form last week. And, Link, we just want to see you take a couple of hangs this
great
week.
Great big, huge hang.
I'm going to have a crack, all right?
Good boy. Well done.
Good luck, mate.
Righto. Thanks, guys. Good to chat.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Look at him. He's now in the fetal position because he knows how appalling that is.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
Now we've got Jack Crisp.
Crispy.
Got to say it slowly.
I know, it's hard one to say.
Otherwise.
Good bloke, Jack.
Very nice bloke. He joins us tomorrow.
And I've got to give a mention to the RecLink Footy Grand Finals, Jim. They're back. They're at the Peanut Farm. It's free entry there, coffee, music, free barbecues. And they have 3 days of Grand Finals. So as we're speaking, the Southern Peninsula Swans are taking on the Ballarat Bushies.
Where's the Peanut Farm?
It's in St Kilda.
Oh, Elsternwick.
Yeah.
Is that not the one they play? The
Albert Parkish.
Right. Yeah. And they have these footy finals every year. They're great. It's for everyone to come along and play and watch. Mm-hmm. And then tomorrow, the Gen U Cats take on the Frankston Dolphins.
Right.
And then Maryborough Ravens take on Morwell Sunbury. So they're the games on tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So get down there, the Peanut Farm, free barbecue, coffee, music. Everyone is welcome, and it's free entry. Thank you to Peter Cullen.
Right, nice.
Mm.
All right.
Joke?
Mm.
Yes, please.
End the day with a laugh.
I have a joke.
This is Billy's joke.
Why can't your nose be 12 inches long, Jim? because then it'd be a foot. Now,
so you said to me, make sure when I say something to you.
Well, hang on, that was an entree. Hang on, Jim.
What?
Don't say it yet. I got fired today for downloading porn on the work computer and causing everything to crash.
Sounds a bit harsh.
They don't mess around at the air traffic control.
Oh, my God. I can't do it. I seriously can't do this anymore. Look at him. He's even turning his back.
They don't mess
you
around.
You even know how bad that is, don't you?
Well, crash and then... It's at the
no,
air
don't be
traffic
like, I get
control.
The joke bit of it.
I don't know if you get
it. It's just not funny.
look,
you turned your back.
I'm
that's
not sure
how bad
about it,
you know
but
that
the
is.
The judge over here, oh, he's giggling away he like judge? A little giggler.
It's because he's got half a brain. You even turned around and faced the girls.
Well,
you knew how bad that was.
Sometimes you know when you haven't played well, but you do contribute. You do contribute, and I'm a contributor. Rabsy?
I cannot do this for much
hit
longer.
It, Rabs.
Cannot do this anymore.
God, he's out here.
Oh, full moon.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. The Chemist Warehouse half price sale. On now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. T's and C's apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day. Triple.